animal portraits of the 18th century consider the animal body as simply surface in order to enframe it within the human domain. The paintings of the time of sheep, cattle, horses, hogs, and dogs were occasioned by the celebration of animals' domestication and their so-called improvement as a breed. Animal portraits primarily functioned to advertise and advance a breed, as well as to commemorate a particular animal's significance to the breed. Beginning in the late 18th century, paintings of prized cattle were made into prints that circulated to illustrate the standard toward which breeders should aim. These bovine pinups changed the way farmers looked at and fashioned their animals. As a result of new breeding practices and the new art of cattle portraiture, cattle in the field became instances designed to actualize the fictions found on the canvas. Through sight, then, we as viewers would come to possess in our minds the animal that is seen from a distance on the canvas. Humans treasuring the construction of a privileged interiority, the human interior experience, by which a person says, I, simultaneously denying animals any parallel inner life. But in actuality, real animals look back. Animals look at us, and we can be confounded both by their radical otherness and by their uncanny strangeness sometimes. We're struck by the realization that we may be objects in their world as much as they are in ours. That from the essay Thinking with Surfaces by Ron Broglio. For Broglio, it might come down to meet or meeting, M-E-A-T or M-E-E-T-I-N-G. Shifting to our time, in her paintings, the animals she portrays so often are looking intently, but not necessarily at us. And it's clear that Diane is an artist looking at and capturing the surfaces expertly, yes, but also reaching for something of that mystery that we may not truly be able to plumb. Philosopher Simone Weil observed in Gravity and Grace, the vulnerability of precious things is beautiful because vulnerability is a mark of existence. And that's something we sense in the art of Diane Grant Tchaikovsky. She is an award-winning artist from northeastern Pennsylvania who works in many media. In anticipation of her upcoming exhibit, The Animals We Love, at the Something Special Gallery in Kingston, opening July 7th, Diane paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk about her passion for her work and how it began.
Anytime there's an animal, anytime there's a pony, a horse, I remember going out to Melody Park, which doesn't exist now because it existed when I was a child, and my grandfather helped Charlie Flynn build that park. So I remember whenever Charlie's guests would come, people would bring their horses, they'd ride their horse over to the park, and they would put me up on these big horses. One horse they put me up on, they said, look at his ears, and I'm looking, I'm a little child, riding him up on the horse, and they're saying, what is that ear saying? What does that ear say? He said, this ear is R and this ear is U. And it says, are you ready? And they'd take me for a ride on these big horses. So whenever there was a horse around, I was just glued to that animal, horses and dogs. I just always loved them and always painting and drawing. When my mom would go over to downtown Wilkes-Barre, she'd bring me home coloring books and crayons and paints. She'd bring me everything that paper. I love paper. I just always wanted more paper. Give me more paper. Give me more paints. Give me color. Everything I see, I want to put it into something. And one day I was a child. I was sitting in the kitchen and I was drawing the horse picture off the chocolate chip cookies. On the back of the cover, they had these cartoon things. And there was a horse there. And my brother Gary comes in and he says, you should do that. You're good at that. And I'm like, I'm just drawing a horse. He said, but you're good at it. So it was something that my brother Gary gave me as a child. And I just thought that was really cool that people have insights. It's really good to recognize the gifts that somebody has. There are so many gifts that people have that don't get recognized and don't get encouraged. And I want to encourage people in the gifts they have. sometimes something's just natural to you, and you just think it's so common that it doesn't have a purpose. But it has a purpose, and it has something that is going to come through in your lifetime. And that's what happened with my animals and my painting. And my animals and my painting come together as a beautiful array of colors.
Diane, when we see the work that you do and the work that you've done over the years, it's not just that you look at animals as beautiful specimens, and that they certainly are when you portray them, because you do have the skills to render them in a beautiful form, but it's as if you see beyond the formal nature
yes.
of, and that you get something of, you might say, yeah. the soul of the
yeah.
animal.
Yeah, I was thinking the spirit of the animal when you were talking about that, because I love to paint them and draw them. And when I see an animal, and it's the same with people, I mean, I look at a person and I see they're wearing clothes, I see the color of their hair or whatever they did, but I don't look at that. I never really did. I mean, I see it. I'm observant of it. I can tell you what color you wore last year, probably, but I see it. But I'm looking at the heart of the person and the spirit of the person, and then I'm very attracted to that. And with the animals, I mean, I'll walk up to them and I'll just offer myself to them. Just when you walk up to a dog, you don't know. You put your hand out closed and just, you know, see if he's friendly or not. And usually you ask the person, may I pet your dog? Same with horses. You know, you don't want to approach a horse really fast because you don't know what that horse is really thinking. So when I go up to the horses and the dogs, I look at them and I see them rolling their eyes at me. And it's like, okay, noticed me. And I look into them. I'm painting what's on the inside. I'm seeing what's on the outside. I see the value, the color, the shape, the design of what I want to paint. But I'm really painting the internal things that I see. I'm painting the beauty that is really like, okay, you look at a dog and he's like, oh, that's a cute dog. But once that dog moves, like my friends have a dog, his name is Dewey. And once Dewey moves, it's like he hops over to you. He's like fabulous. And it's like you start seeing his personality, his spirit comes out. It's just, and the same with the horses, you know, like they move so gracefully. I mean, they have these big bodies. But such sensitive eyes. And if you've ever pet their nose, they're like so sensitive. They're so soft.
And you also have a sense of the contribution that, for example, horses make to us in their training, for example, in working with police officers and
right.
so on.
Yeah, I did this solo show on the police horse. That was a few years ago. And there's police horses. There's police dogs. There's service dogs, there's therapy dogs, there's horses and ponies that are used in therapy to help people rehabilitate both emotionally and physically. And horses throughout history, I mean, horses have done everything from war to pulling milk carts, wagons, servicing, like horse trolleys. You know, they pull the barges along the bridges. Horses, animals have been used for so many things. Dogs, like in the mountains with all the snow, they go find people. Even the dogs were used in the war to pull some of the heavy carts and stuff. So their horses and dogs have been so supportive of emotional and physical support. Children love to be around horses. They love to care for them. And I think that's really good because I think people need to understand how to care for things. And feel that what they give back, you know, like the horses and the dogs, they just keep giving you this love. It's just so cool. Animals are so beautiful. And anybody who has one or has been around them at all, if you just look into them, you could really see that most of them are really, really nice. And animals do sense loss. That's why I think that they are so comforting. Because when you have a loss or a problem, they'll come over to you and they'll sit down or cuddle up to you. They know. Animals don't speak English or Spanish or French or anything else. They speak dog. They speak love. They are so comforting. And to me, they are truly amazing. And I'm allergic to some animals, like I'm allergic to cats. But I do love dogs and I love horses. And I can appreciate a relationship that any person has with their animal.
So the work that you've done over the years has been capturing the many aspects of the animals themselves on their own, in their own beauty. Also, the sense of animals as our companions.
Right.
You had a Civil War series, didn't you,
yes.
as well?
Yeah, I had the Hoyt Library exhibit at my Civil War exhibit, the different paintings, and I used Al Rodriguez as a Civil War reenactor, and I used his horse and him a lot in those paintings because he does everything that is period correct, which I want to be period correct. If I'm going to put a whole bunch of time and effort into something, I want it to be correct.
Now, you have a show that is running from July 7th through August 8th in Kingston. It's Something Special. What's the theme of this show?
Well, Erica, I wrestled with that a lot because I thought, you know, I really want to make a statement with this show. A lot of my paintings and a lot of my horse paintings and things have been in shows, but I wanted this show to be a little bit broader. And I was thinking about the different animals in my life and the animals that I love and the animals that have touched me and even animals I haven't met. People send me pictures of their animals to paint for them because they do commission work. But this show, I ended up titling it The Animals We Love because these are animals that are loved, whether you know them or don't know them. It might bring back a feeling, an emotion, a piece of love to your thought process. So I chose some of the paintings that I did. There's a painting of Remington in there, which is one of Tony Brooks's dogs, which he graciously lets me paint. I just love them. I love when he puts pictures up and stuff, and he sends me pictures and things. So Remington and Thatcher will both be at Something Special.
They're beagles.
They are beagles. And there is another little surprise painting I brought up to show you, Erica. That's a painting of three of his dogs, Tony's dogs. And then there are the Boston Terriers. They will be there also. The Boston Terriers visited our Fine Arts Fiesta a couple years ago. And it's really funny because the next year I painted them and I entered them in the Fine Arts Fiesta Regional Jury Show, which is kind of hard to get into, but I entered them and they got in. So, okay, one year the dogs came to the fiesta, and the next year the painting of the dogs came to the fiesta. So there you have it, two Boston Terrier dogs.
If anyone has spent any time with a Boston Terrier, I'm looking at what you've brought for us, the painting. There's a heft there. We feel the tension of the muscles as they're sitting there.
Thank you. Well, they're a black and white dog, and a lot of people steer away from painting a black dog or painting a white dog because they say, well, it's black. Well, it's not always black. To make black, I use different colors to make black. When I paint whites, I put color into the white because you don't see things black and white as you think you do. You go out into the sunshine and you look and there's all kind of blue and purple and yellow highlights and stuff. One of my friends has a black horse, people say. And whenever somebody says to her, I like your black horse, she says, he's not black. Because he's really a dark, dark brown. And when the horse goes out into the light, you start seeing all of the colors. So it's a matter of perception. Being an artist all my life, I'm attuned to that. Black is not just black. Black is a lot of colors in a lot of cases.
And you have gone into a new field, and that involves rendering animals, but not painting. Tell us about the woodwork.
Well, I have a friend, Harry Grossio, who helps me with my wood. They're the ones that actually have the dog Dewey I talked about before. Another friend that I met was doing wood burning. And I had a little wood burner years ago, and I did a little bit of wood burning, but I just never really got into it. So this year, I just thought, you know, I want something different for my show than I've done before, that I've exhibited. So I thought, you know, Harry offered to help me with the wood. So we went up to a lumber yard. We bought some wood, and he cut it, and he put this nice, beautiful edge on it for me and sanded it, and it's just really nice. And I just started doing the wood burning, and I just fell in love with it. Oh, my gosh. There is things in here that, I mean, I work in a lot of different mediums. I work in oil, watercolor, pastels, graphite, color pencil, acrylics. I work in a lot of different mediums. But I always loved wood. And I just think there's something very earthy about it, and I really like it. So we did this, and Harry also made some things. I'll also have some essential oils at my show in Kingston. And Harry made me some little trees. We came up with a tree shape, and we cut them out, and we designed them. So they're like little diffusers. You can put your oil on them. So there'll be more things like that coming. But even this wood, you could probably put the oil on the back of it, but I would rather if you put it on the little diffusers that are actually made for it. But this is really nice, and this one is a picture. I have a sketch here for you to look at. again, Tony has sent me a picture of his dogs. It's so cool. The dogs are sitting in the window and they're looking out the window like they've lived there all their life and like they own it. So I have a color picture that I printed out and I made a drawing out of it. And I took the drawing and I put it on the wood. So this piece here, I know you guys on the radio can't see this, but if you come to my show on July 7th, you will see this piece somewhere in the show. You'll have to look for it. But it's the dog sitting in this arched window. One of them is really looking out the window. One is kind of gazing out the window. But I just thought it was so cool because they're just doing what dogs do. They're just being dogs. So I love the wood burning. And this piece here, this is a horse named Tia. And I painted this horse years ago. And the girl who owned the horse said she wanted to buy it. So she bought the original painting. And I always loved the painting. So I thought, you know, I think that would be nice for wood burning. So that piece is going to be in the show, too. And that's Tia. And she's a beautiful horse.
The detail on Tia is really refined. A great deal of detail. You can get a refinement. The eye there is very real in terms of being able to see into the soul of Tia.
Thank you. You really have to think about what you're doing. You have to be careful with the wood. But so far, I haven't come into any setbacks with it. I'm sensitive to it. It's wood. I treat it like any other art medium. I'm asking it to do something for me, and then I'm waiting to see how it responds.
There is a dialogue, a conversation that you have.
Oh, there it is. And if the wood or the paint or the paper, I mean, I just started working on Canson's new paper, the Heritage paper, which those two watercolors that I brought up to show you, they're both on the Heritage paper, the three beagles and the girl walking the dog. And that paper is so beautiful. It is really, really nice paper. I mean, the paper just works with you. It's like it's talking back to you. You put the paint on it and you want to add something to it. Oh, it's not dark enough. You add it. It's like it just takes it. Some paper will resist and you'll have to do the whole section. But with the Canson Heritage paper, it just takes it and it just absorbs it in there like it belonged there the whole time. It's lovely paper. It doesn't have the same kind of resistance that other papers do. This paper doesn't fight me. I like this paper.
Now, you mentioned the girl walking the dog, and that's a study.
Yeah, that's a study. I was asked to participate with the SPCA's project for their fences that they put in their courtyard. And they had different people sending pictures in, and this was one of the pictures that was sent in. And so I designed this to fit onto the 6x8 foot board, the fence board, with a picket kind of thing in it. And I painted her walking this dog. She's a little child. The dog is about as big as she is, I think. Well, it's a little bit smaller. This was a study. I did a lot of little studies for it, but this one I worked up and I finished because this really was the way that it turned out to be.
We're watching them from behind, so
yes.
We can't see the faces of either of them really.
Right.
But we know they're on an adventure.
They're on an adventure, yeah. Most of the paintings that the dogs are facing you, or like the dogs looking out the window. I mean, those dogs are looking at something, right? But she's just from behind, and she's just walking down a road. She's the whole world, just her and a dog. And that's how it should be. And that's how it is when I'm in my studio. It's me and my art, you know, and that's why I love it. Somebody said something the other day, and they said they had a bad day. And I said, yeah, and I go in my art studio, and I get happy.
And you were talking with Lisa Mazzarella before we began about the fact that clock time isn't appropriate to discuss what happens in your studio.
No, I don't have a clock in my studio. I mean, when I use my iPad sometimes, I'll look at the time on it. But normally my husband is saying it's time to do this or it's time to do that because I'm in the middle of this. I want to finish it because your thoughts, your... you get everything set in your head and you want to finish it. And if I'm in the middle of a watercolor, like maybe one of the dogs, I'm working on a face, I don't want to stop because I know what I want that dog face to say. So I start working on the face and I'm not going anywhere. Sometimes I'll tell him, don't tell me that anybody's calling me on the phone right now, because if I'm doing a watercolor, I can't do that because sometimes watercolors don't allow you to go back into them. Now with this Heritage paper, they just might. So that's good, too. But yeah, I love being in my studio. It's not a huge studio. It's just a little space. But it's me, my thoughts, and they get clarified. And it's just so nice to have everything in your head in the place that it should be. And I love it. And like when I'm in there, I'm drawing Tia. I'm drawing this horse. And I'm thinking about, how I went out to Dorothy's farm and how I spent time with the horses, just kind of hanging out with them. And they respond to you. They're out in the field, but they're watching you. And they're doing things and they're running around and I'll take pictures and I'll take my pictures back. And it's really nice to be able to find some place in this earth where you could find peace. And I would encourage everybody to do that, whether it's a walk in the park, whether it's going to visit a friend. Hey, if you're by yourself and you have to go out and have a pizza, have it. Do something in life that makes you feel good about life. Now, don't eat the whole pizza. Share it with somebody if you can. But if you don't, just get a slice. A slice of life is better than none.
Tell us about where we can see it in the details.
Okay, The Animals We Love by Diane Grant Chakowsky, that's me, will be July 7th through August 8th. And it opens July 7th, 5 to 7 p.m. And it's at Something Special Gallery, 23 Walnut Street, Kingston, PA. And you could visit me online at www.dianegrantart.com.
Diane Grant Chakowsky, an award-winning artist from northeastern Pennsylvania who works in many media, speaking with us in anticipation of her upcoming exhibition, The Animals We Love, at the Something Special Gallery, 23 Walnut Street in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre, opening July 7th with a reception, and that's a Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., and the show will run through August 8th. For more information on the web, dianegrantart.com, dianegrantart.com. The Animals We Love by artist Diane Grant Chakowsky, July 7th through August 8th at Something Special, 23 Walnut Street in Kingston, and there will be an opening reception Saturday, July 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. For more information on the web, dianegrantart.com.